The gospel readings from Matthew, both today and last Sunday, about the sowing of seeds have really hit home with me. Many of you have much more experience with seeds and gardening than I do, no doubt. I've come late into tending things that grow outside, and I have to confess that for me it is a love-hate relationship. I love fresh-cut flowers, and I also love the feeling of having successfully accomplished something, so I like the idea of flower gardening. The unfortunate problem is that I hate getting my hands dirty and sweating, and I do not like bugs. That last bit about not liking bugs has a whole new level of understanding for me. You see, I was determined to grow beautiful flowers to cut this summer, and I was determined to start from seeds. I envisioned a multitude of brightly colored zinnias, which were brightly looked down upon by towering sunflowers, all of which would be nestled closely to showy hydrangeas and ever-blooming cornflowers. If I dream, I dream big. Never do anything halfway. My plan started off pretty well, with lots of seeds coming up in early spring in a well-tended plant pods that took what seemed like hours to set up. And then, in almost no time at all, once safely and lovingly transplanted into the fertile ground, my precious, and I mean precious, seedlings began to disappear. Some survived the mysterious plague, only to look like a maimed mess of shredded leaves. Each day, I faithfully checked my seedlings, wanting more than anything to see them thrive and grow and eventually bloom. I became very invested in the success of these flowers. In thinking about the reading for today and Jesus' parable about the weeds among the wheat, for a moment I wished that there had been weeds among my plants rather than whatever was terrorizing my beds, because weeds, at least, are visible. And whatever was munching away at my hard work and tender care was nowhere in sight. It was, or in all likelihood, they were an invisible threat that came in the dark of night, or at the heat of midday, or whenever I just was not looking. I have now planted zinnia seeds 3 times this summer, and sunflowers 2x. I have 1 3- or 4-inch high zinnia with little pink plants, flowers, which I love, but is too small to cut and bring inside, where it is nice and cool and dirt-free. I also had 1 beautiful towering sunflower that made me as giddy as though I had given birth. And it is odd in every way to wish for weeds. And all of you gardeners know that I'm not exactly speaking the truth. No one wishes for weeds. They're an absolute menace. But they are visible. And so often the very things that cause even more problems than that which we can see are those things that lurk beneath the surface or hide behind something else. That which is done under the shade of night, or the supposed protection of secrecy, or seemingly dreaded unspokens that lurk in our midst. Today we have a parable about weeds that lurk in the midst of the wheat, the bad amidst the good. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, may be compared to someone who sowed good seeds in his field, but while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. Naturally, those who are tending the field ask the owner if they should get rid of the weeds, because that's what we all want to do, get rid of the weeds, whatever we determine the weeds to be. But the householder says, no, if you pull up the weeds, then you'll uproot the wheat along with them. Just wait, and it'll all be sorted out. That was a SparkNotes version. A disciple approaches Jesus and asks Jesus to explain this parable. And Jesus explains that the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world, And the good seeds are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Jesus concludes this, at least according to Matthew, by saying, "Let anyone with ears listen!" Exclamation point. Where are you with that? I know that this is the Episcopal Church of Good Form, and you're probably not about to have an interactive sermon with me, but I'm genuinely interested to know where you are with these words of Jesus. Do you latch on to the words that say the righteous will shine like the sun? Or do you look forward to the day that the weeds will get their just reward and burn in the furnace of fire where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth? Are you quick to determine who the weeds are, or are you worried that you're a weed? We're probably all over the place on this, and that is the beauty and the difficulty of parables, even the ones that Jesus tries to explain. It seems we're left uncertain. Jesus does not determine for us who are the weeds and who are the wheat. He does not clearly delineate that at all. What Jesus does do is tell us that it is not for us to determine, and that the determination will not be made in our lifetime. The angels, Jesus say, will do the sorting at the end of the age. Imagine that. We are not to do the sorting. It is not up to us to determine who is a wheat and who is a weed. We are to let them grow up together. The key word, I think, here is together. In the same field, in the same patch, the same flower bed, the same church. Whatever boundary we are to assign, we are to assign it together. It seems we're to be together, whether we or others are determined or even known to be weeds or wheat or an even hybrid wheat weed, which we all are. This past week, I have to talk about it, is the sixth session of Foothills Day Camp, which is a place where folks from a variety of backgrounds come together to sing loud songs, play fun games, make arts and crafts, learn about Jesus, and live in community. When we gather on Sunday afternoon as a staff, and then on Monday morning as a whole camp, there is no shortage of anxiety. And there is anxiety, there is judging. Oh, that one is the weed, I can tell by the way, ... Feel free to fill in the blank there. We all know how this goes. People gravitate to the folks they know or the ones who look like them. It's human nature. It happens time and again. The day campers get off the bus, and we can tell right away which ones are going to cause problems. The wheat of the group. We've been doing this quite a while. We're savvy. We know these things. We've been around the block and are smugly sure of our weed sensors. Do you remember the very first thing that Jesus said as he opened this parable? It's okay if you don't, because I'm about to remind you. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like this, where the weeds and the wheat grow up together alongside each other. I thought the kingdom of heaven was all shiny and clean, where there's only wheat like me, or wheat better than me. I thought the kingdom of heaven was clean and neat, tied up like a well-wrapped package. Apparently that's not the case. If Jesus' words are true, the kingdom of heaven is a bit messy, like our own lives. He did say, after all, the field in this parable is the world. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, looks a lot like Foothills Day Camp, where nothing is perfect, and yet everything is perfect in the midst of its imperfection, And seeds are sown in the midst of bramble and weeds, and God only knows what else. Several years ago, we had a youth staff counselor named Dee, who was flamboyant and lively and gregarious and loved to stir everybody up. Dee went from being on top of the world happy to raging angry in 0 to 60, and did that rotation frequently. Folks at camp either loved Dee or had no love for Dee, to state that kindly. On Thursday evening at Foothills of this past week, the staff was treated to dinner away from camp because they need a break and a reward for all they do. Nearing the end of dinner, one of the new staff members enthusiastically was encouraged to start what is known as a porch song. These are chants that are done to keep the kids occupied while they're waiting to go into the dining hall so they don't get bored and cause an insurrection. This particular porch song was a favorite of Dee's and one that he led with gusto. When I saw Dariante, a graduate of our preschool program, and one of the campers who had been at Foothills from the start chanting, "You can't ride in my little red wagon," with the same gusto that Dee had a few years before, I saw again the truth of seeds. The truth of seeds is that we just don't know. We don't know where the seeds will take root. And we won't or we don't know which seeds are weeds and which are wheat. We don't know, and it is not ours to know, nor is it ours to worry about. The sorting is not up to us. Like the watermelon that grew on the side of the wall by the kitchen here at Grace in the alley a few years ago, the most amazing results can come out of the most unlikely places. Ours is not to pluck up or throw out, but to be together and encourage each other. Amen.